Hello there, Joel, aka Barack Lesnar. This video is to show my appreciation to the things you do. I call you master because for me you are master of the fantasy, NBA fantasy. You showed me a lot of tips, a lot of strategies, your sleepers, and you teach me how to beat my friends in all the leagues which I play. Thanks a lot, brother. Keeping up the good work. See you around.
Hey guys, it's Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, bringing you another video. Yesterday I brought you a video on some buy low targets. Well, why now not discuss some sell high trade targets? So these are players, possibly sleepers that you picked up early on, who are performing so well that they have really high value right now. And sometimes you have to capitalize on really high value of these sleepers because they tend to regress back to the norm and their trade value goes down. So if you can grab a guy that's a high performer consistently and maybe underperforming now and trade some of these sell high trade targets, you can make your team incredibly strong. This is one of my main strategies. I accumulate these sell high type guys and package them together and try to get guys that are maybe injured or just down at that moment with the idea of pairing them all together and hoping they all go off towards the end of the season. So the first person we're going to discuss is Mason Plumlee. He's been getting starter minutes on a Pistons team that's just really lacking in talent. He's a big man that can get you assists, he can get you points, he can get you rebounding. Really high field goal percentage isn't going to help your free throw percentage a whole lot, but his value's up there right now. You may be able to package him for a player that you believe in a little more. What would some possible targets be? I don't know, maybe a Rashawn Holmes type, maybe an Al Horford type. Those are the type of players I would expect you'd have access to by offering up Mason Plumlee. So just somebody to keep in mind. Jaylen Brown has been on a tear. He's been killing it, he's been crushing it, doing great. Really digging what he's doing for that Boston Celtics team. Outplaying Jason Tatum, to be completely honest. I didn't see that coming. He's becoming a really useful fantasy asset. Why am I telling you to sell high? He just hasn't performed at this level consistently for years. So if I'm able to get Jason Tatum, for example, because maybe now the narrative is that this is Jaylen Brown's team and he's better than Jason Tatum, maybe you're able to offer him and get Jason Tatum. I still think Jason Tatum at the end of the day is going to be a better fantasy player for you. Someone was able to get Devin Booker from me by offering me Jaylen Brown and Miles Turner, and that offer probably wouldn't exist this week. He's been doing so well. So he's definitely a sell high candidate if you're getting a top level guy that maybe is underperforming. You might be able to get Jimmy Butler for him straight up. It depends if you think Jimmy Butler will end up having a better season. Jaylen Brown does have the possibility of having a better season, but there are some injuries right now with Kemba Walker being injured. So if Kemba Walker were to come back, his usage would likely go down. And Jason Tatum, I still think he's the alpha on that team, even though Jaylen Brown is making that a question. Has to be acknowledged, he's definitely making that a question. Another sell high trade target is Josh Jackson, also on that Pistons team lacking in talent. He's had a couple of really good games, so you can probably get a low end pickup that you wanted during the draft and maybe didn't get, and you could probably offer up Josh Jackson, who you got off your waiver wire. I'm not telling you you're going to get a top 50 guy for him, but I don't think it's unreasonable to expect maybe a top 100 type guy who has maybe been underperforming. Or maybe you could package him with somebody else and get one of the guys in my buy low video, which you should definitely check out if you have not. Josh Jackson, just historically speaking, has been streaky. He has streaks where he gives you fantasy value, and then he goes on streaks where he doesn't help you out at all. I would definitely be trying to sell high instead of expecting him to help me the entire season. Chris Middleton, an amazing player. He's on my Milwaukee Bucks. The only reason I would tell you to sell high is I think his value is really, really high right now. He can definitely keep performing to this rate, and I would hope that he does for the sake of my Milwaukee Bucks. but you could probably get a really good player. I actually traded for him. I think I traded away Kawhi and two other lower level players, but I got back Chris Middleton, Tobias Harris, and there was somebody else I got back in that trade. And to me, it felt like a fair trade, even though I was giving up Kawhi. So maybe Kawhi Leonard is a guy that you're able to package somebody else with Chris Middleton and get you a Kawhi Leonard, maybe a Paul George, just one of those guys that has that top 10 potential. I don't know if Chris Middleton has top 10 potential. He's playing like it right now, though, which is why I think the sell high opportunity is there for you. Darius Garland has started off again, another player just starting off really hot, scoring a whole lot of points, getting you a lot of assists. And I think his trade value is really high right now. If you can trade him right now, you could probably get a really good player back. Offer him in a trade for Ja Morant. Maybe you're able to get Ja Morant back. Can't promise you that you will, but he's just doing so well. And the stories are out there about how well he's doing to start. And there's going to be some people who regretted not picking him up off the waiver wire when they had the chance or drafting him. And that creates the opportunity for you to possibly trade him to a team that's in need of a point guard who might need his scoring, who believes in his upside, and you may be able to get just a more proven player with a higher floor, even though he has an incredibly high ceiling, no doubt about it. Next two guys I have as sell-high trade targets are both on the Memphis Grizzlies. One is Kyle Anderson, and the other one is Dylan Brooks. They're both performing at a really high level right now, but it just has to be kept in mind that Jaren Jackson Jr. is out, Ja Morant's out right now. But if that team manages to be fully healthy, you have someone like Brandon Clark off the bench barely getting any minutes. So once you bring those other factors in, chances are these guys' trade value is going to go down significantly when they don't have the same opportunity they have now. So if you're trying to get value for them, this may be the best time. I've had a few trade offers for Kyle Anderson, and I've included Dylan Brooks in some of my trade offers. I think they're both doing well enough right now that people will be enticed if you include them in the trade package. Could their value remain this high? Possibly, but just with all the mouths to feed in Memphis, if that team is back to full health, let's say in the next month and a half, then you might not be able to trade them then for the type of players you could probably package them and get right now. I picked up Dylan Brooks really late. I picked up Kyle Anderson really late in a lot of the leagues I'm in, and they're really helping me right now. But if I can package them maybe for a Robert Covington type player, I would definitely strongly consider that. My next sell high trade target, we got a few, gave you a little preview there, but the one we're discussing right now is Domantas Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis is a certified beast that cannot be denied. He's a guy that's been getting you points. He's been getting you rebounds. He's been getting you assists. He's probably been one of the best fantasy bigs, not named Nikola Jokic. They actually fit quite well together. What makes him a sell high target? Just he's performing at a really high level for a guy you probably drafted around 50. You may be able to get, I don't know, there's some guys you could get probably like a DeAndre Ayton or maybe a Devin Booker. These guys that are underperforming their ADP who overall can probably end up being better fantasy basketball assets because he does have some limitations due to his turnovers, due to his lack of steals and blocks, due to his lack of three-pointers made, and he tends to have a lower free throw percentage. So even though the points and rebounds are there and the assists are there at a high level and the field goal percentage is there, there are categories he does hurt you in where other guys are more well-rounded. It could probably help you. I mean, take a guy like Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard's been strongly underperforming. So if you could offer a package where you give up Domantas Sabonis and get Damian Lillard back, I'd say I'd wager on Damian Lillard finishing the year ranked higher as far as fantasy value. So if you have a lot of bigs and you're in need of a point guard, that's definitely one route I would go. But that's what makes Domantas Sabonis, to me, a sell-high trade target. And right here, Christian Wood is somebody else that we definitely have to consider a sell-high trade target. He's going to be great all season. No doubt about it. He's going to be a high-level producer. I drafted him in the 40-45 range because he can help you in so many different areas. But again, if you can trade him for a DeAndre Ayton, do you do it? If you can trade him for Bam Adebayo because the hype for him is so real, do you do it? I think you make those trades. There's a possibility Christian Wood ends up having a better fantasy season than both, honestly speaking. But I think overall you want to take the safer wager, and that's the players that have been proven to produce at a high level consistently. He's produced when he's got in the minutes. So I think he's a sell high trade target. I think there's a lot of really good players you could probably get for Christian Wood right now. Though if you just held on to him, I don't think it's the worst idea either. But he's definitely a very desirable trade asset right now, and that's just something you have to keep in mind. Now may be the time to sell high on guys like Lonnie Walker and Keldon Johnson as well. They've been outproducing their ADP significantly, and that's their at draft position. They've been outproducing it significantly, but once Derek White comes back, what will that rotation look like? And Devin Vassell, even though he has not been performing, he's so good, I can't help but think he's going to get minutes as well, and that could throw the entire rotation into flux. And once that happens, these guys could lose significant trade value. While I don't think Lonnie Walker's a guy that's going to get you much by himself or Keldon Johnson by themselves, I do think they're sweeteners if you can target them. I mean, if you could package them with a different guy and you add one of these guys to it, you might be able to get a really good player for guys you picked up off the waiver wire. I just worry about their long-term sustained production. And with a Coach Popovich team, there's always rest games and other things that you have to keep in mind. So definitely saying sell high on these guys right now. And the last guy I wanted to discuss as a sell high trade target is Julius Randle, for very similar reasons to Domantas Sabonis. He's just had an amazing season to start. He's a guy that helps you with points, rebounds, assists, but he can hurt your free throw percentage. He doesn't get you steals and blocks, and he could get you a lot of turnovers. I think right now with how well he's performing, you could probably get a top guy. Float an offer, see if you can get Anthony Davis for him. Why not? Maybe you could package him with another guy and get yourself the best player in fantasy basketball. Or maybe you offer him in a trade for Karl Anthony Towns. If you believe Karl Anthony Towns will be back healthy at some point this season, because Karl Anthony Towns, in my opinion, is a much better fantasy basketball player. So definitely telling you to sell high on Julius Randle, because normally even at his best, due to his limitations, he's like Domantas Sabonis, where he ranks in that 50 to 70 range. Don't quote me on that. That's just off the top of my head. But I do know, due to his limitations, they really limit the upside. And those limitations are still there from what I can see, though he does hit more three-pointers than he has in the past. So that is my list. Who did I miss? Do you think there's any other sell-high targets that I could have included in this video? If there are, comment below, because I really want to know them. If you have not yet, please visit my website. That's www.baroklesnarhoops.com. You can find the podcast version of these videos, as well as the videos themselves and other content I will be putting on the website occasionally. So make sure you're adding that to your bookmarks. If you have not yet, please thumbs up, turn that thumb blue for me. You know what to do. And if you have not yet, I need you right here, right there. Subscribe, Barak Lesnar Hoops. We're at 1,600 on our way to 2,000. We are so close to 2,000. I can taste it. Help me achieve 2,000, guys, because once we get to 2,000, we're going to get that ball rolling just like it has been. This channel is growing. The brand is growing. This information is getting out to more people. The downside to that is it's going to make your leagues tougher, because the secret is out and it's not only 30 people listening to me anymore. So good for my channel, not so good if you're trying to keep these strategies a secret. Sorry about that. I'm a marketing guy and I've been marketing this the heck out of this stuff. Thank you so much for watching. I will be doing a box score analysis video a little later to discuss yesterday's games, and I think I figured out a format I want to do, and I will probably do that going forward, where my waiver wire trends videos will be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then Tuesdays. And Thursdays is when we're going to discuss the action that happened on Monday. And we're also going to discuss the action that happened on Wednesdays. And Saturday and Sunday is a free-for-all. Who knows? And occasional goodies and videos that just I'm tempted and compelled to make. And I will make if I think it can help you dominate your fantasy basketball competition. As always, this is Barak Lesnar of Barak Lesnar Hoops. As you know, men lie, the ball lies.